is Parshas Shemos Tavshin Samaches. This morning's shir is going to be Lilinishmas Chaya Brian Abbas Chaya Moshe. The yard site is today. Try to say over a very important fundamental concept which come out from the Parshas that we're going through. Specifically, the change from what took place at the end of Sefer Bereishis, and then now to the beginning of Shemos Va'era Bay, and what takes place in Mitzrayim. And it's a Yesod that my Rebbe Ramatisho said over, and then just a little maybe Ha'ara for myself. In Parshas Vayigash, when the brothers came to Yosef for the last time and Yosef revealed himself to them, the Torah tells us that they hugged and kissed one another, and then it became known, Vakol Nishma Beis Paro Lemer Bo Achei Yosef. It became known to Paro that Yosef's brothers came. Yosef has a whole family, his brothers, he has a father back in Eretz Canaan, and Vayita Beinei Paro Beinei Avodav. Paro was very happy about that. It was very good. He was pleased with this information. He was happy. Oh, look at this, Yosef's brother. Not only that, Vayemi Yeh Paro Yosef Emra Lachecho Zay Sasu. Tell them this is what they should do. Tano is Birchem. They should load up everything. Let them load up all of their animals and let them bring stuff back to Eretz Canaan. And then Ukuchu Es Avichem Es Boteichem Vilvo Eilai. And then let them bring the whole entourage should come, and in by Kavadek, a very respectful way, they should go back to Yaakov, bring him back with not only that, with the Agoles that he sent, specific limousines that he sent to bring Yaakov back. Chazal tell us he couldn't even take one wagon out of Mitzrayim if it didn't have the rishus of Paro. And here Paro offered them agolos latapvem lenasheichem urasasim esavichem uvasim, and carry your father and bring your father and the whole family, and we're going to treat them royally. Paro says, I will give them as two of Eretz Mitzrayim. I'll give them from the best of Eretz Mitzrayim. I'll give them the best place. You know, the president or the prime minister says, come with your whole family and I'll give you the best. Will you pick the place you want to be? The lowest crime rate, the most beautiful homes. The ichlu es chelev ares, and you'll eat from the fats of the land. It sounds like from Paro that he's mamish the gres to Oyev Yisrael. He's mamish, you can't find someone who is an outsider who has greater love for the Bnei Yisrael. Bring them, I'll provide for them, I'll give them two verits Mitzrayim, Vizvuk Hezoharetz. Ve'einchem al tachoyis al kaleichem gituv kol eretz Mitzrayim lochem hu. It's like, it's elaborating here of how much Paro says, everything, whatever I can do for them, I will do for them. And then, we come to Parshas Shemos, with a very quick turnaround. Beginning of Parshas Shemos, all of a sudden there's an about face. Here's the lover of Klal Yisrael. Give them everything. They can eat from the fats of the land. I'll provide them with everything. And all of a sudden, Rashi says, he made as if he didn't know who Yosef. Don't remember what Yosef did. Let's devise a plan against them. And then the whole Shiva Mitzrayim, with Paro being at the forefront, began. And Paro is an entire about face of his whole attitude towards Klal Yisrael. How do you understand this this phenomenon? So the Mashgiach pointed out with a very famous Ramban, but in addition to the Ramban, which we may know, he pointed out two other commentators on this pasuk. The Ramban is in Parshas Va'era, Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel. Where the Torah tells us that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu, you should go to Paroi and speak to him and let the Bnei Israel out. This is after they're already in bondage. By the Akshah slave Paroi, Tervateri says that Hashem said, I will harden Paroi's heart. And through that I will be able to increase all of my wonders and miracles in Mitzrayim. And really, the Ramban says that before everything started, before Moshe Rabbeinu came on the scene to Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him the same thing. In our parasha, Parasha Shemayis, Perek Dalet, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe. In Pasuk Chof Aleph, the Perek Dalet, Vayomer Hashem el Moshe, Belechtecha Loshem Mitzrayim. When you go back to Mitzrayim, he's coming now from Midian, back to Mitzrayim, Re'eh, you will see Kol HaMoisim Asher Samti B'yadecha. Keep these wonders that I've shown you in your hand, Vasisim Lefim Pare, and you should do them before Pare. Do these signs, these miracles. Va'ani achazeg eslei Pare v'lei shalakasam. So before anything, before Moshe Rabbeinu stepped into Mitzrayim again, Hashem told him already, you should know I'm going to do machazeg eslei Pare. So the Ramban is bothered by the kasha that, if so, how could you blame Pare? How could Pare be found guilty and therefore he's worthy of these 10 plagues if Hashem said ahead of time? And he has a few different mahalakim, a few different approaches to how to answer this kasha. But at the end, the Ramban says here in Perek Zayin Pasuk Gimel, that this that he said, Asher Amar Kodem HaMakis, this that was told to Moshe Rabbeinu before all the Makis, he was informing Moshe Rabbeinu what was going to be. And the reason is that when he actually parried the basis, I say, Hashem says, I will harden his heart in order for me to be able to bring these makas, to bring these miracles to Mitzrayim. And this is all based on the pasuk, says the Ramban in Mishlei, Ki lev melech biyad Hashem, al kol asher yachpoitz yatenu. That the heart of a king is in the hands of Hashem, al kol asher yachpoitz yatenu. However, he desires Rav Hashem to see fit, Yatenu, he turns it. So, he turned it in Parshas Vayigash, he turned Pari's heart to show love and acceptance to Klal Yisrael, and give them to enjoy living in Mitzrayim, at least for the remainder of Yaakov Avinu's life. And then in Parshas Shemais, Hashem says, Kol Asher Yachpoitz Yatenu, I want to switch it out the other way around. Lev Melech B'yad Hashem. Why do we have to know about Lev Melech B'yad Hashem in a modern day application? Because Mitzrayim happened already. So now we understand how that could happen. We understand how Pare could have a change of heart. To have his change of heart because his whole heart is only in the hands of Hashem. Lev Melech B'yad Hashem L'chol HaShayach B'chol HaShayach B'yitzatano. Hashem manipulates the king's heart for good or for bad. To make Gzeirah Tova, to make Gzeirah Ra. It's all in the hands of Hashem. To understand this even greater and how it really applies to even today, Rabbeinu Yoina on that pasuk in Mishlei, which is the beginning of Perek Chof Aleph in Mishlei, Chof Aleph Aleph, Palgei Mayim, that there are streams or furrows of water, Lev Melech B'yad Hashem. The hand of a king is Biyad Hashem, HaKol Asher Yachpoitz Yatenu. So Rabbeinu Yoina says, Mipnei Sheharabim Teluyim B'Melech. Because many people are dependent on the king, V'Nosom LeHashem Koyach, L'Homis U'LaHachiyos, L'Hora U'LaHeitiv. Hashem gave a king. That's the way the world works. Hashem set up the way there should be kings and they have power. And because the king has power, L'Homis U'LaHachiyos, sometimes even a king has the power to give death to somebody, to say this person should live, this person should die. Lohara ulaitiv. He could benefit somebody, or he could harm somebody. Because Hashem gave intrinsically that power to a king, therefore Shemer Hashem es libay. Hashem therefore guards the heart of the king. Shaloyate ra lases gzeiras Hashem yisparach. That Hashem will not allow the king to make any bad gzeiras. Because that is really what the king has in his power. Hashem therefore says, I will take away his bechira, as it were. A king does not have bechira anymore. Because so many people are dependent on him. And because it looks like on the surface he has the koyach to pronounce death or life to somebody, because he has the ability to give or take away or to harm or hurt somebody. Therefore Hashem says, I will guard his heart and I will keep his heart always in my hand. Al-Kain, so the Rabbanian, it says, what's Negea for us then? Al-Kain ro'i shetia magmas p'nei alavavos. What? How should our hearts be? Where should we be looking? Liras Hashem v'lo yiras chamas hamelech. In other words, if indeed the reality would be that a king has the ability to give death, and the king has the ability to make decrees and decide fate for people, so we would fear the king, and we would beg the king for what we want. But now that the Shlomo HaMelech taught us that indeed that's not the case. Indeed, what actually happens is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even after giving the appearance to the king as if he has the koyach, Hashem then says, "But I take his heart with me." As the Malbim says it, the Malbim on that pasuk in Mishlei Perek of Aleph pasuk Aleph. Hagam shalev ha'odam aprati nosim b'rishusai v'amechir b'yadai. A normal person has bechira, has free choice, he has the ability to make decisions, he has the ability to decide to do good or bad. Loi chein lev ha'melech. When you're dealing with someone who is a king, and what does it mean? Does it have to be actual king? Does he have to have the ability to give a death sentence? So the Malm says, acher shebe bechira soy toloi oishir haklal. Someone, I think, from the Malm you could see that anyone who a large amount of people are dependent on the decisions that they make doesn't necessarily have to be as the position of a king. Doesn't necessarily be as the ability to carry out a death sentence. But what he does have is that in his decisions, many people are affected by that. Holy Yisher Haklal. And if he would choose something bad, if he would make sort of a bad decision, this melech, yashchis rabim batzumim, then many people will be destroyed. If that's the case, says the pasuk here, lochein libay zeha kloli, since what's dependent on this person, his decision doesn't only affect himself, but affects a multitude of people. His decision affects a rabim, it affects the public. Because of that, his lave is really the lave of which encompasses the klal. And that's B'yad Hashem. Libay Zeh Loli, not necessarily a king, but anyone whose decision affects so many people, his lave is B'yad Hashem. V'hu ben yonei haklal meshula labachira. And therefore when it's negeya to the klal, when his decision is negeya to the these masses of people, that's meshula labachira, he is bereft of his bechira. And that's the mashal of the Malbim, the Rabbeinu Yonah says that is taken away from him. It means you can have a person as a regular person. As soon as he is elevated to a position where now his decision will affect greatly, for good or for bad, people, will affect the Rabbim, Hashem says, I now remove the Bechira from that person. When we're dealing with his decisions in terms of the people, Hashem says he has no more Bechira. A practical application of this was in Mitzrayim, where Parai with the Gzeira L'Teva, we say, was all Hashem, and Gzeira L'Ra was all Hashem. To the extent where the Ramban says, how could you even then blame Parai? It's really Leiv Melech B'yad Hashem, I'll call Hashem Yach B'Yatzeyatenu. Hashem decides to manipulate Parai's part for good or for bad. And, you know, certainly it gives a perspective in terms of anything political. That Rabbeinu Yonah says the magmas pnei alavavos should be liras Hashem. Our focus should be upward, not towards this person, not towards these people, but should be upward towards Hashem. Liras chamas hamelech. Who's the one that's pulling the strings? It's mamish like a puppet. When you see a puppet show, if you want the puppet to move his hands up and down, or right or left, what would you tell the puppet to move? No, you would tell the one moving the strings. You would tell the one who's moving the puppet strings. That's how you would say. If you have a request, you ask the one who's controlling the puppet, not the puppet itself. Same thing Rabbi Yehuda says is with Alev HaMelech. Anyone whose heart is B'yad Hashem, which the Malm says, anyone whose decision will affect many, he has no Bechira anymore. There's no Bechira anymore. And his Bechira is totally taken away in order B'yad Hashem. That's Lev Melech, B'yad Hashem.
So this could be not just government, but it could be business, it could be anything.
I believe so.
Did we say the reason why Paro's held accountable is because his heart was in that direction anyway?
You look at the Ramban over there. He has several reasons why that is. My one question on this, we'll leave it as a kasha. Different terutzim that are possible. But the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Reish Mem Aleph, Shalai Linkoin, there's an issur to take revenge. Why is it usur to take revenge? Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishar Shea Mitzvah, that the reason, one of the reasons behind this mitzvah is Sheyeda Ha'odam, a person should know V'yitan Liban, he should take to his heart. He kol asher yikreyu, anything that may happen to him, mitoiv adra, anything good or anything bad that will happen to a person, is Husiba Shetov Eilam Meis Hashem Baruch. It's only because Hashem has so decreed that he should be the beneficiary of something good, or he should be the recipient of something harmful. Umiyad ha'adam, miyad ish achiv, and from another person, from another Jew, la yiyadav rebilti ratzam Hashem Baruch. Nothing can happen to me unless it is so decreed by HaKadosh Baruch. And therefore he explains, that's why should I take revenge? I'm taking revenge from this person who hit me. It's Hashem who wanted me to be hit. And then even if you want to say so, it's understood because the Bechira was beyond this person. But what happened to me is still beyond Hashem. So if that's the case, so what's the grace of Chiddush of Lev Melech B'yad Hashem? It's really Lev everyone B'yad Hashem. Shikl Kasha. Unless you say what the Psukim here, the Pasuk in Mishlei is telling, what the Rishonim are telling us is that by a person, it certainly would appear that it's the person doing it, and we have to look beyond that and beneath that, that it's Rabbeinu Shlalem deciding in his gzeir, and therefore I can't take revenge. There's an issue to take revenge. But in the case of the king, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying it's entirely biyadi. It's entirely biyad Hashem. By a person, he has a bechira, and with that bechira, he chooses, and whatever he chooses is his cheshbon, and the cheshbon of what comes to me is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's cheshbon. And in the case of the Melech, someone who's dependent, or the other people are dependent on him, there's entirely no Bechira. And there's no Bechira in his hand. Mishulah Bechira, the Malm says. It's entirely up to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. Maybe in terms of a more practical sense, to be mispalal, not to be harmed from a person before, it's hard to be mispalal that way. But a king who actually does have the ability to make decrees one way or another, so then the tefillah automatically has to go to the Rabbeinu Shlomo. But I think it's still a aura of how to understand this. But the Yisayit is still true. Good job.